In 2005, the late novelist David Foster Wallace gave an iconic commencement speech to the graduating class of Kenyon College. Often referred to as "This is Water," his speech is about the difficulty of staying attuned to others in the day-in and day-out drudgery of normal adult life, and he opened the speech with the following illustration. There are these two young fish swimming along, and they happen to meet an older fish swimming the other way, who nods at them and says, "Morning, boys, how's the water?" And the two young fish swim on for a bit, and then eventually one of them looks over at the other and goes, "What is water?" When it comes to pursuing biblical hospitality as a way of life, we immediately happen upon a major obstacle. Almost everything in our culture is set up to hinder us from pursuing it. Much like those two young fish, we are so pulled by the drudgery of our everyday lives that we fail to stay attuned to God's call on us to be missional. Our default is to swim along with the current of our culture, not giving a single thought about the water that surrounds our every move and pushes us in the opposite direction of intentional mission. We know what you may be thinking. No, not my home. You can't have my home. We get it. The invisible cultural currents shape our view of our home in ways we don't even realize. So let's take a look at some of the currents and how they hinder our efforts at practicing hospitality. Current number one, isolation. Turn your television to the HGTV channel, and you are likely to find one of the dozens of shows where a real estate agent helps a prospective renter or buyer find the house of their dreams. We both have spent many hours watching HGTV, and let's be honest, we'll probably spend many more. The thing about a channel like HGTV is that it can actually teach you what people believe about the homes they live in, what they value most, and how they approach the spaces they inhabit. In this way, it's an amazing tool to understand our culture and the ways we are most likely to think about our own homes, even as Christians. If you've spent any time watching HGTV, consider some of the most common phrases you hear there. Words like oasis, privacy, and retreat come to mind. Anytime a salesman, whether a television producer going after ratings or a real estate agent pursuing a commission, tries to sell something, they go after what they think the consumer wants. And we want our homes to isolate us from the world. Even for those located in a bustling high-rise, we want our actual living space to be private. Our homes get us away from others, or at least the vast majority of others. Garages, privacy fences, building security guards, and key codes, all of those reinforce our desire for isolation. There is, of course, nothing wrong with appropriate isolation and wanting your own defined space. When taken to the extreme, however, a desire for isolation is at odds with the biblical values of community, hospitality, and neighborliness. Think about this. What if you could see a bird's eye view of your neighborhood, if you could see your neighborhood as God sees it? Odds are you would see lots of people who may not admit it, but who desperately long for connection and community. Yet they spend most of their rare free time courting.